From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Who will be Georgia's next governor is still unclear this morning. Secretary of State and Republican gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp has declared he is the winner. During a conference call yesterday, Austin Chambers, a strategist with the campaign, said there aren't enough remaining ballots to force a runoff.
The takeaway is clear. This election is over. The votes have been counted, and there's a clear winner. Brian Kemp is the governor-elect in Georgia.
But in their own press call, Democrat Stacey Abrams campaign manager Linda Gruwargo said they are not conceding.
The voters of Georgia deserve answers. They deserve their votes to be counted before the sitting Secretary of State crowns himself the governor.
Gruwargo says that they have a team of lawyers ready to take legal action to ensure all votes are counted. The Secretary of State's office says it will certify election results by next Wednesday. In Georgia's 6th congressional district, Lucy McBath is declaring victory over incumbent Karen Handel, although results have yet to be certified and are still within the recount range. According to the Secretary of State's website, McBath is leading Handel by almost 3,000 votes. Handel has not conceded the race. The candidates are separated by vote margins of less than 1%, which could trigger a recount. Less than 900 votes separate the candidates in Georgia's 7th congressional district, with Republican incumbent Rob Woodall holding a slight lead over Democratic challenger Carolyn Bordeaux. Both candidates are waiting on provisional and overseas ballots to be counted before the results are certified next week. Woodall is seeking his fifth term as a U.S. representative, while Bordeaux is hoping to become the first woman to represent Georgia's 7th district. The city of Stockbridge will remain intact following Tuesday night's vote against Eagles Landing, as GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
Nearly 60% of voters in the proposed city of Eagles Landing voted against taking Stockbridge land to form the new city. Randy Knighton is Stockbridge's city manager. He says there is a sense of relief among city officials, and now they will focus on bridging the gap with supporters of Eagles Landing.
Wanted to make sure that we, from a government operations standpoint, engage those citizens into all government matters, and we'll continue to do so.
The new city would have taken about half of Stockbridge's land and led to a large loss of tax revenue. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Georgia's next Secretary of State will be elected in a runoff. Unofficial returns show Republican State Representative Brad Raffensperger and former Democratic Congressman John Barrow will face off again on December 4th. Neither candidate got more than 50% of the vote Tuesday to win a three-way race with Libertarian Smythe Duval. The office is currently held by Republican Brian Kemp, who, of course, is running for governor. Meanwhile, unofficial returns also show at least one GOP-held seat on the Public Service Commission will be decided in a runoff. District 3 incumbent Chuck Eaton, who represents Metro Atlanta, is below the required 50% vote total in his race with Democrat Lindy Miller and Libertarian Ryan Graham. The Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta has released the names of 15 church leaders accused of sexually abusing minors. The list includes men who worked at churches or schools from 1956 to today in parishes in north of Macon. In a statement, Atlanta Archbishop Wilton Gregory apologized for, quote, the damage that young lives have suffered and the profound sorrow and anger that our families have endured.